Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, when the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, then shall be exalted above the hills and all the nations. It shall come to pass in the last days, when the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into him. Hey. Shall flow into him. Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together. Oh, stand to your feet and make a Holy Ghost crazy noise. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. There are no space. This is the type of gathering we are talking about. Everybody say, gather the children. My God. Yeah, gather. I can't speak. No. Everybody should squeeze. My pastor say, I'm preaching in the church. Yes. Senior shepherds, donate your seat for. Yes. 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 Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Look. Somebody should sit here. And another person should come and sit here. Somebody should sit here. Chifukbe, sit there. Yes, unless somebody sit here. Irene, you are welcome. Last week you're not in church. I hear you went to marry. So where's your husband? Hey, where's your husband? Where's your husband? Everybody lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Lift up your hands and sing it.
Wherever you may be,
I will follow. I have made a choice.
I have made a choice.
Sing it to the Lord. To listen for your voice. Wherever you may be, I will go. Wherever you may live, Father lead us and we will go. Father lead us and we will follow.
We have made a choice
this morning to listen for your voice.
Wherever you may be, I will go.
Be it in the quiet pasture or by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face the mighty mountains or valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. May you touch the heart of every young person here this morning, Lord. We ask for your spirit. We pray for your guidance. We pray for your power. May you heal us of every trouble, Lord. Let the preaching of your word be meaningful to us this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit. May you be present in our meeting, oh God. As your word comes forth, O God, let your word be meaningful to us. Let your word be significant to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Everybody shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
And take your seat. Look, my sound is not my sound. This is not my voice. Boboso, let there be, fill in the gap. Yes, there can be space. Powerful. I'm preaching. Look, this is not the sound. I added a year for, leave it. Instrumentalist. Look, if you hear me, it means it's not correct. So be there. Be there, you hear me, then you tune. Don't touch bass. Don't touch treble. Control the volume. But let me make sure I hear my voice. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor sitting by and smile at the person. And tell the person that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. Oh, I'm not seeing that. I say, tell your neighbor that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And smile at the person. You're not smiling or something. Look, this thing, turn it in the way that. Can you hear? It's okay, let it be like. Yes, Emma, give me volume. Preach, you know, dear.
Preach.
And let me preach. That's why I'm here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are blessed to be here? If you are blessed to be here, lift up your hand. Yes. I keep telling you that it is better to be in the house of the Lord than to be somewhere else. There are 1,001 places you could be this morning. Example is a game center. Yes, Superbet. Some of you have used your school fees to do Superbet, but you didn't win. Yes, you didn't win. Some of you, you don't. If like, it's not because you are a child, like by this time, you are sitting at a beer bar. But that will not be your story in Jesus' name. You will become a pastor in the house of the Lord. It's that the people here, they believe. The people here, they don't receive the prophecy. I say, you will become a man of God. Before they call your name, they will add the title Reverend. Tell your neighbor that my name is, and add Reverend to your name and mention your. Yeah. If you are a lady, you say Lady Reverend. Yeah. You'll be a pastor in Jesus' name. You'll be a woman of God in Jesus' name. You'll be a man of God in Jesus' name. Yeah. At the point, they'll start calling you Revo. Yeah. Because God has bestowed his love on you. Look, me preaching God has put his love. You know, when we talk about loving, a lot of young people feel that love is pure tochimo. Do you know? Do you know achipioto? Yeah, achipioto is a Greek word for panties remover. Yeah. So when you hear love, the first thing that comes to mind is a certain boy and a certain girl who has met under trees. Tree under school under tree. No. Yeah. But when God puts his love on you, you will do well. Yeah. There were people in the Bible that when Jesus tells the parable, he said, a certain man, a certain poor man, a certain woman with the issue of blood. So it's like they are using your condition to describe you. But from today, nobody will use your condition to describe you again. Yeah. Somebody is describing, so you don't know that boy. That boy used to borrow people's shoe. But that will not be your story again in Jesus' name. Yeah. Some of you in your school, they call you Atlas. Do you know Atlas? It's like you have carried the class. So Atlas. Oh, what did I say? So they call you Atlas. Yeah. Atlas. I know a certain man. a certain married man and a wife. The man, he calls the wife Obadiah. Do you know Obadiah? It's not the Obadiah is not the real name of the woman, no. Yes, but it's like the woman, she likes sleeping. So Obadiah, Waba, Abeda. It's your friend Obadiah. Yeah, married woman with ring. But that will not be your story in Jesus' name. Even if they don't know you, they'll say, a certain rich man, a certain rich woman. May that be your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. Romans chapter 8. Romans. One day they were doing quiz in a certain church. And the quiz master said that you mention a book of the Bible and you like, then you quote the scripture. So somebody said, I like Luke, then you quote. Somebody said, I like John. But it got to a certain girl's turn. He said, I like romance. That she like romance. And then, I like romance. So romance, chapter 8. Romance. Jesus. And then, sorry, bad. My poet. Today, the preaching is serious. Yes. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. This is what Paul was saying. And he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So again, when we say God loves you, okay, the way your brain works, the way you hear the word love, the first thing that occurs to you is penis and vagina. No, let me preach. Or I'm going to Santa Maria. I should preach. Yes. And so when God says he loves you, it doesn't mean God wants to have sex with you. Yes. Today, I want to demystify every misconception. I mean, come, bro. Bro, for no dear, I met to Kakrana me dear bomb. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then he says, shall tribulations or distress or persecution. These are big words you don't know, but you know them when you grew up. Or famine. Some of the way you are hungry small, then you say, God has forsaken you. God has forsaken you, say. They send you to go and buy charcoal, prepare food. You didn't go. They did the food. They didn't give you. He said, God has forsaken you. You are suffering for Christ. Sister, you are not suffering for Christ. You are suffering for your own foolishness. Or nakedness. All your dresses must be pink. Why? Oh God, you don't love me. If you love me, like my panties will be pink. My brassiere will be pink. My shoe will be pink. Look, those things happen in cartoons. It's cartoons who have everything pink. Hallelujah. Or peril or sword. As it is written, for thy name's sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. Everybody say nay.
Nay.
Yes, another word for no is nay. Everybody say nay. Ukofia, ukoskwa, ko yusu honu. Ask your English teacher, do you know nay? Or cancer diabia, wabo. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Tell your neighbor, we are more than conquerors. Look, nothing shall be able to defeat you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Through him, that loved us. I'm completing. Verse, what? 39. 38, sorry. For I am persuaded. This is what Paul is. He said, I am persuaded. I am convinced. You the girls, when the boys say they love you, you are convinced. A boy who cannot buy slippers says he loves you, you are convinced. Yeah. A boy who says you look like flowers. Yeah. A boy who tells you that when he sees you, he forget the mother's name. Yeah. A boy who tells you that he will give you his heart and use car battery, you believe him. You so you are convinced. Look at these boys as if they can't talk. But they've been giving the girls raps. Look at this choristers. Look at these choristers who look like angels.
baby, yeah, be rap, sir. Said, tell your neighbor, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, yeah, death nor life, which means that a time is coming now that look, death will test your love for God. Death. There were people, their parents died. They are no Christians again. God, they keep asking why God has killed their mother. But if God doesn't kill your mother, he should kill whose mother? Me or so for God should come and kill my mother. No angels. Everybody say angels. Yeah, angels. May you see an angel in Jesus' name. I'm not talking about that girl in your class. No principalities, no power. Some of you get power small. Power. Power. That they say that you are the assemblyman for Sotom North. Even you can see how you misuse power when your mother and father, they are traveling and they have left you with your small siblings in the house. And they've given you 20 Ghana that you decide what everybody eats. Your power comes. If your brother doesn't greet you in the morning, he will know it. Your power. You can see the president and the chief when they are passing. Penny, 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 win, 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 penny. That is power. May you receive power in Jesus' name. Very soon, you are going to be very powerful. Before people will see you, they will feel forms before they will see you. Nothing's present. Things present are things. No, you don't have anything. There's no getting seller here. Who is here? You sell cement. You sell cement. Cement. Lift up your hands. Even ice block, you don't sell. You don't have anything. Even if I say somebody should give me 20 Ghana right now, hey, it will be fight. You don't have anything. You don't have anything. Even your last term school fees, they've not finished paying. Unishi. I was talking to a certain sister. Then I told her that your worst result have come, but I've not seen the result. She said, oh, Pastor Emma, I'm owing school fees from a year. I've not paid. If I pay before, they'll give me my result. I said, look at poor girl, Muniska. By a time is coming, they'll call you rich man. Yeah. The people here, they believe the prophet. Say, they will call you rich man. You see how it's difficult to eat sausage and milk. The last time you drank milk was the Easter when they were your cousins came from Abokobi and they prepared tea. Yeah. A time is coming. You will use one tin of milk to do soakings in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. And things to come. Say things to come. Yeah. Things to come. Look, you as you are in this, as you keep coming, you will grow in this and you will marry in this church. Yeah. One day you do your wedding. Yeah. With sisters, you'll be there. Your father will bring you. You'll be singing. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Pa, 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 pa. Then we say, don't know. Then you have 11 maids of honor following you. Yeah. My wedding, the maid of honor, they are about 20. Yeah. Everybody here, you follow some. Or you not follow some. You follow the Lord. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look, the love of Christ then is so strong. Look, it doesn't matter what the devil is. Some of you, you don't come to church because devil tells you are a bad girl. The one sitting by you in the church, do you know what the person has been doing? You are not a bad girl. You are a good girl. Yeah. The devil tells you that, yeah, confirm what church. Obia ye holy. Ukwa enra. We via kwensinia dia dia. Don't mind the devil. Yeah. God likes you like, look, they said that, monkey no fine. Monkey, you no fine, but in mommy like him. Yeah. Look, even though devil tells you are a bad girl, hey, you don't respect your mother, you have dressed, you are going to church. Don't mind the devil. God likes you. I say God is happy with you. I say God loves you. Anytime we say God loves you, believe it. Some of you, you believe that boy who cannot buy Pepsodent more than you believe God. Me also, I'm saying God loves you. I didn't hear you. I said God loves you. The louder your amen, the more ashamed the devil becomes. I said God loves you. Yeah. He loves you. Do you think God will create you? Then you grow and now he's come to throw you away. He'll throw you away, says he. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The title of my preaching this morning is entitled Thou Child of the Devil. Yes. Thou child. It's like you are a child of the devil. Child of the devil. Jesus. I have 30 minutes more to close. Today you learn something new. Thou child of the devil. It's possible. Lift up your head. Before you say no, then I have close. It's possible. Listen. To be a child of the devil. Now, the devil is our principal enemy. Everybody is against the devil. If you are for the devil, you are not serious. No. Everybody, including God, is against the devil. But you are telling us that the devil is your father. Thou child of the devil. May you not be the child of the devil.
Yeah.
Acts. The book of Acts. The Acts comes before Romans. Acts before Romans. Acts chapter 13. Verses 6 to 10. I want to show you a passage over there. Look. It seems some people are coming by the way it is. No? Tell them that next week, Sunday, we are going to have International Sunday. We'll close early and there will be food. Do you know food? I'm not talking about food in the magazine. Real food. You eat and feel. Ah, why are they running away? These girls, they drank tramadol. Tramadol or type. So, how do you know all these things? Hey, Charlie, some shepherds are serious. Oh. I thought I'm doing church, but people are serious. Thou child of the devil. The devil is a wicked person. I'll tell you who he is. The devil, his aim is to kill you and to destroy your life. Look, the earlier you know this thing, the better. The devil has decided that he will spoil your life. I'm preaching. How many people brought new people today? If you came with a new person, because I owe them t-shirts. If you brought a new person, stand up. You brought a new person, stand up. Wow. Where is your new person? What's her name? What? Felicia. Felicia, on the by Edanyamias. You brought who? What's her name? Vida. Vadish. Powerful. You brought who? Openi. MP. President. Oh no, nobody. What's your name? Elijah. Elisha or Elijah? Elisha. My God. I had a prophetic house. Mind you. You brought who? Hey. Ah. You've not been here before, eh? Well, yeah, sure, you've not been here. Have you seen me before? You've not seen me before. Before. Powerful. You brought to. So what's your name? You, what's your name? It's okay, move on to. Yes, what's your name? No, the one they brought. Yes. Collins, powerful. You brought to. You brought two people. What are your names? Hey, now sheep, now I chuck you on Isaac. And they come a crowd with more. Come do. We are fine. Where did be so? But then they preach and check their people. Yes, and are you to it? Nana Kweku. Okay. Kofi. Okay. Arinde, you know people. Even last Sunday, you are not in church, but you know people. Please, are they qualified to be here? Are they supposed to be in white church? Yes, he's the one who is not supposed to be in white church. Give her a seat. Yes, Tanasewate. Jireni. So those of you who brought people, I owe you t-shirts. Now, the mega church Sunday, we've postponed it. I think some of you didn't hear the news. We postponed it to 16th of September. Yes, 16th of September. Okay, that day, you see yellow here. BBI yellow, supporter yellow, panties yellow, brazier, everything yellow. By that time, these people have gone to secondary school. Acts chapter 13. Let's read a portion of the scripture. Acts chapter 13. Are you there? Verse 6. And when they had gone through the isles of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. A sorcerer is a magician. A false prophet. Look, young people, they are false prophets. So lift up your heads. They are false prophets. I have a church member here in this church. He was in class 6. And a certain prophet told him that he should bring one crate of egg. Listen, no. Oh, I'm preaching. Wait. One crate of egg. 1 gallon of honey. Do you know honey? Yes. And 70 Ghana cedis. So that he will do something. The prophet, he will do something. So that my church member who is in class 6 can pass his second term examination. Yeah. So they are false prophets. Asher. Muma me wazer. Tu me biara. How bush you? Yabon with you. Yabon with you. Nashigan. I'm not saying that people who do that are false prophets, but they are false prophets. So be careful. Be careful where you go. Be careful who lays hands on you. There are evil spirits everywhere. They are sorcerers. They are magicians. So they said that when they went to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. Yeah. Some of these prophets may have nice names. When you hear Bar-Jesus, the fact that there is God in the name of the church doesn't mean it's a good church. Am I preaching? Are you still here? Verse 7. Which was this false prophet and the sorcerer. He was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus. It's a word. Yeah. It's like this guy we are talking about, this false prophet and magician, he stays with the deputy of the, deputy of the country? Like the vice president. He stays in the vice president's house. Yes. There are people who have made themselves like maids in people's homes, but they are witches and wizards. Yes. You've been watching Nigerian movies. You've been seeing it. Some of them, they come as witches and wizards. That is why you have to be very prayerful. Yeah. One day, a certain maid, they brought him from a certain part of the country. And he came to stay with one of our pastors. One of our bishops. The day the girl came, that day she left. She didn't put her bag down. She was carrying her bag. She said, this place is hot. This place is hot. This place is hot. And then she left. Yeah, you have to be prayerful. Otherwise, one day, a maid servant who is supposed to be a witch will give you gari and beans and tatale and you eat. Yeah. A witch will prepare granule soup for you and you eat. Yes. You have to be prayerful. So if when you see food, you don't even pray up on the food. If you see food, it's like hell is breaking loose. Yeah. So, this magician, this evil prophet, he was staying with the deputy of the country called Sergius Paulus. And look at that man. That man, that Sergius Paulus, he was a prudent man. Also called a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. This deputy president or this vice president, Barnabas and Saul that they should come and preach to him so that he will hear the word of God. Are you understanding the story? So this big man was in his house. He said that they should go and call the pastors to come and preach so that he will hear the word of God. Let's continue. But Elimas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. So this houseboy, who is a false prophet, Bible said that he withstood Saul and Barnabas. He was fighting that, hey, deputy doesn't want to see you. You see, and some of you, be careful. Some of you who are close to big people, be careful. You say things people don't say. Because some of you can go somewhere and say that, Pastor Iman said that. And use the name of a big person to do something evil. Say, oh, deputy is this thing. Deputy is asleep. Yeah, wada. Very soon, by the grace of God, when we move to this place, there will be an office called Saved Office. Be very careful. When somebody says looking for pastor, oh, pastor, right now a pastor has gone out. Meanwhile, pastor is inside. And some of your parents have taught you that you see, because she was holding Auntie Sewa. If Auntie Sewa, can you say, me pie, me call, I'm Kaswapo, Kologo class. He said, Oba, can you say, me call Samankesi. If the woman knows, she say, hey, me mama only ho. Osi o kwa Samankesi. Then the woman asks you, ah, Dabe no beba. Hey, na mami ko bisa ni se Dabe no beba. Yeah. Me mami so ni ho. Yeah, be very careful. So Bible said that this false prophet called Elimas, he withstood the pastors. And Bible said that he turned away the deputy. He turned the deputy minds from listening to the word of God. Let's continue. 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on. May somebody be filled with the Holy Ghost right now. Set his eye on him and said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, would thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Yeah. Would thou cease? You see, he was turning somebody's mind from listening to the word of God. Now, a child of the devil is somebody the devil uses. And it could be anybody. You can be in the church and have Bible, King James, Old and New Testament, but the devil can use you. I'm telling you. Even the devil can use your mother. The devil can use your class teacher. The devil can use anybody against you. Have you noticed that? Yes, those of you can remember. When you are not going to church, your parents were happy with you. You go to game center, say, hey, Elkwa Brantemo. But those times you start coming to church. If you go home late tomorrow, your mother is angry. Now, I'm sorry, Ben, I'm okay, sir. Sunday school, so they are a chesser. Yeah. It means that they are trying to use your mother against you. Now, how to detect a child of the devil? Number one, a child of the devil is an enemy of anything that is right. That's a child of the devil. An enemy of anything that is right. An enemy is somebody who actively opposes anything or something. That's an enemy. Yeah. So anybody who is against anything right is a child of the devil. Yeah. You are against it. How many of you know that when you come to church, nobody teaches you how to steal? Have you come to church before? And I told that today I am preaching about 11 active ways of stealing. Have I taught you something like that before? No. Yeah. By your parents, some of them say, sorry, I'll cock. What do they want to see? What do they want to see? Yeah. Anybody. The word is what? Anybody. It could even be your shepherd. The devil can use your class teacher. The devil can use anybody around you to oppose anything good that you are doing. Yeah. Be careful. If you see anybody who is against anything good, we are all going to do something good, and the person saying, me, the person is a child of the devil. I'm telling you. How to detect? You say, oh, child of the devil, no. Or so for, obede, who say, Papa, we, and I say, Obi, you're a child of the devil. You can see when the person always opposes something good. When we come up with an idea that we are all doing this, then somebody, you see, the devil, he likes an independent spirit. He wants to be on his own. Yeah. Yeah. An enemy of anything, my time is up, of anything that is good. Even in the house, you can see the child of the devil. When your parents give instructions, and one of you, you remember when Judas betrayed Jesus? Jesus said, one of you is the devil. And it was Judas. Usually it's one person. One person that poisons everybody. Also for no see. Next week, yeah. Mega church. Sandina. Obian share yellow. Na yellow no yoku yawa. That's what they talk. Yellow no yoku yawa. You are going to wear it at Kantamatu. Yeah. And when the person make such useless statement, you can see that is the child of the devil at play. Yeah. Your mother has given instruction in the house. Oh. You instigate. Do you understand the word instigate? Is there a word like that? May you sue. You instigate your younger siblings. That, hey, their man can't be equasi asem. I did not say, hey, akuko namno, eh, papa dear. Naye enye nipa. Then you see your little sibling. Yeah. You are a child of the devil. Yeah. That's why there's quietness in the system. You don't respect your father. You don't respect. As for your father, you don't respect him. You are a child. You see, Bible said that God has set up fathers. That is why in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For obey, for Bible to say obey, it's important. You have to obey your mother. You need to obey your father. Anything that is against anything good is an enemy. And an enemy is a child of the devil. Some of you are sitting down here. The devil have used you. Some of you, the devil continues to use you. But from today, you are delivered. Yeah. Yeah. You can see that you are always doing something opposite. Since you say you don't go to school on Mondays, even your little brothers, when they wake up, all of them say they will not go to school. You don't know that your little brothers, they are looking up to you. Anything you do, they also like to do it. Because they feel that whatever, and you do what you are doing, you have seen somebody do it. This is your elder brother who has been pulling you to Fista. And then that is dirty boxes has been showing. You two have been doing it. And you feel it's a nice thing. Your elder brother has introduced you to super bet. Yeah. And you have been doing it. But from today, that thing is breaking off your eyes in Jesus' name. Yeah. You will see the light. You are going to be a different child. You are never going to be the child of the devil. You don't believe me. Number two. A child of the devil is somebody who is full of tricks and deceit. Deceit is lies. Somebody who is full of tricks. The person uses tricks. Yeah. The person uses tricks your attention from the word of God. So when we come to church and you see people, somebody, we are asked and preaching, somebody by you is drawing on the paper. The person is a child of the devil trying to use tricks, okay, to shift your attention from the word of God. It's a child of the devil. As we are preaching, somebody is knocking you. Somebody is talking to you. Anything the person is doing to distract you, the person now becomes a child of the devil. Yeah. One day, we used to have a certain guy who used to do the projector in church. You know, if you know how to do projector, even when you project the thing on the board, on the screen, you can still use the laptop. As the pastor mentioned scripture, he put the scripture on the board. Then, in the church, Sunday service, then he was watching porno in the church. So, pastor was preaching. He was watching porno. Pastor was preaching. As if he was doing projector. Then, pastor mentioned another scripture. The pastor said, where is the verse? So as they say, where is the verse? He became, you see, when you are doing something bad, and then they say, no, then you are confused. And 1 hour projecting pornography, no. I'm sorry for Nina. Yeah. Anybody who uses tricks to shift your attention. Some people, they use television. When we were growing up, there was a certain movie. Was it A Journey to the East or A Journey to the West? Tashon. I don't know if you remember Tashon. Yeah. They only show Tashon Sunday morning. Sunday. Now Sunday morning, I don't know what they show. What do they show? They say they have omnibus. Sonic. Cartoons. Cartoons. Anything, Queen Agogli, anything that takes or shifts your attention, or anybody that shifts your attention, is a child of the devil. May your attention never be shifted. Yeah. You didn't hear me. I say, may your attention never be shifted. Yeah. Yeah. Shift your attention from the things of God. Shifting your attention, it could be school. School can shift your attention. Some of you dresses, but you are changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. When you come to church, see people, they want to distract you. They want to say something, then they will laugh in the area. And as you are sitting down, your mind is on what is going on. Somebody is kicking your leg. Anybody who does such thing is a child of the devil. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you don't need microscope to see the person. You see, because one of the things the word of God does is that it brings light. The word of God was coming to this deputy governor of the country. Then this guy called Bar-Jesus was using tricks to tell Saul and Barnabas that, Vice President Wada. Do you understand? And then he went to tell Vice President that Paul and Barnabas say they are tired, they will not come. He's using tricks to shift the people's mind from God. Sunday, as they are gathering you to this place, you see people start to talk. How can you ask somebody that as they are going to church, what are they going to do? What do we do at church? Somebody has seen you in restaurants. And the person has asked you that now, Baba, you're doing what? Mbabe sans you. I've come to the farm. If you meet somebody at restaurant or trouble, the person asks you now, Baba, you're I've come to the farm. I'm coming to wheat here. Yeah. What do we do at church? You see, because the devil knows that. You see, Psalm 119. Open to Psalm. And, hi, Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, verse 9. Open there and read. I'll show you that scripture. I'll show you the reason why that you see the devil doesn't need you to come to church. Psalm 119, verse 9. Annette, read for me. use the microphone and not trap me. Yes.
How shall a young man cleanse his way?
Look, it's a question. How shall a young man, if you are a young person here, lift up your hands. Huh? So the Bible is saying, you see, it's a question though, that a young man is full of bad things. I don't know if you can see that. You are full of bad things. Lift up your hand. You are full of bad. Hey, you pray your Holy Ghost. You are full of bad things. You can see that. You can't stop stealing. Even some of you, before you came here, you have stolen some 2 CDs before you have come. Oh no, I have to say. Some of you yesterday, you stole some money. Yes, and then some of you brothers, if you see the sister, then your thing has stand up like this. Bible is asking that a young man like you, how can your ways be clean? How many of you want to be holy? Genuinely, you want to be holy. Like if you can say, holy are you God, Jesus Christ, oh create,
are you God?
I don't know if you are holy, you like. Yeah, but it's that, you see, there's stealing there. You don't like the stealing, no, but it's a necessity. Oh, say, and yes, so person may be asked out, but who's scanner? Not be big, yeah, what they say? Yeah, not scanner, frail. So, King David is asking that a young man, how can you clean your, how can you make your waist pure? Do you understand the question? How can a young man? Please, you understand? A young man, say, stand up. You are a young man, stand up. Yes, a very handsome guy with a lot of muscles. Do your muscles for the girls to see. Look at slim macho with six pack. Look at how Irene is looking at him. So, how can this fine gentleman? Don't you want to serve God? Don't you want to serve God?
I want to serve.
You want to serve God? Do you want to steal? No. How many of you, when they gave birth to your desire to steal? No. No, like stealing. But how many of you know that you, if your mother has fried gizzard and the aroma of the gizzard has come to meet you in the bathroom, how many of you know that you cannot just pass by the fried gizzard? Two gizzard, it will not change anything. Bible is saying that a young man, a young girl. Some our sisters and their issues are different too. Yeah. Our sisters, their issues are different. Their issues are jealousy. Hey! If a sister see another sister, they say, she thinks she's beautiful. Meanwhile, the sister, she has not mind as any. Look at two no girl every day, then she'll be doing herself like she's Cinderella or somebody. Yeah, our sister, they know that jealousy is their thing. How can such a person cleanse his way? Continue. He said what? The answer
by
is there.
Taking heed.
By taking, when we say take heed, it means be careful. Okay? Or by listening. Yes?
Sorry, so according to your word.
By taking heed according to your word. So what the word of God does is that it cleanses you. Right now, you don't see the word of God cleanse you. But small, you see that you stop stealing. You stop stealing. Say amen.
Yes.
Brothers, I say you stop stealing. Say amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Even some of the sisters, they steal. They steal. But it's not fine to say sisters should lift up their hands because they steal. You know, we are in church. So the sisters, if you are asking, sister, how many of you steal right now? It will be some way. It's only few people like Julu can raise up their hand. But dignified and polished people like Irene Mundi, a married woman, how can you tell a married woman to lift up their hand because she steals? But the brothers, some of you know that's for stealing, dear. You are trying to stop, but still it's not working. May you stop in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Some of you are fishermen, you only fish in the soup. Eish. Fisherman, the only sea you fish is in the soup. Hey. The word of God, it brings light. So the devil doesn't want this vice president to see the light. So this guy called by Jesus has made himself a magician, a sorcerer, a false prophet. And he's trying to prevent the vice president from listening to the word. You see, that part is the one I don't like. Yeah. You are preventing somebody in the church from listening to the word of God. You are a devil. So Saul looked at the man's face and he said that, thou child, he said, you are full of mischief. Thou child of the devil, an enemy of all righteousness. Yeah, an enemy of righteousness. As for you, anything that is righteous, you don't like. You like bad things. When we're growing up, we used to have bigger boys around. Do you know what they do? If they want to do entertainment, we used to stay in the village. Do you know the only entertainment that does this? They'll call you. His sister here. Then they'll call this one to the sister here. Then say, can you beat him? Then he say, yeah. Then there's a referee. You put sand here. Sand here. So if you feel you can beat him, then you blow the sand. Say you can beat him, put the sound of it. Say pain. Then they are sitting down. Then they are watching you. Then we have people who support this one. Then people who support this one. Then you fight. They are tired. Then they call the next people. Then they come. Yeah. And enemy. And these people were enemies of righteousness. They were trying to. And you see, those fighting, they never end though. If like this one beat this one, say hey. But no, you will see Friday when they are going to school, this one will go and meet this one in the corner. Say you will see something today. Our kenke that we didn't finish eating, we shall chop it here. Yeah. An enemy bringing dispute and sowing discord between brothers. An enemy. Some of you are here, you've been telling lies. You go and tell this person different things. Say, hey, were you there? Hey, did you see how Annette was insulting you the other day? They insulted you, Potter. If you were there, Uncle Master, I can let you die. Wajijao, just say, if he insult your Nana Kanswa, he insult your, oh, say, oh, grandma, dear, oh, no, Wajijao, no, sister, my minuka, who bought them. Oh, look, people, look, you saw discord. That means called discord. You are using tricks to bring enmity, to bring disaster, and to bring war among brothers. You are a child of the devil when you do that. Yeah. Child of. Do that me explaining who a child of the devil is? An enemy of righteousness. We are all doing something. Hey, we say next week, International Sunday, we are here. International Sunday, why nigga say me a ganani? Me dress international bia omo person me ba omo pa omo pam me e den asore pe na de bia ne green sunday next week yellow sunday international sunday international ko international no we pastor ma do story na we didn't know am na o kan kan sem eh that's what you been saying yeah then you ask your sign international over nya be hu eh say mo na mo ye pastor man girls no o le bibia mo pese mo be na hu se mo ana mo ye asore phone mo ko ye. The next week, I'm going to be a chair. You are a son of the devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. Number three. I'm sure you were a son of the devil. Now, if you are a child of the devil, the Lord is against you. God is. You see, if God is against the devil and you are a child of the devil, then obviously God is against you. Yeah. Your father is the devil and God is against your father. Do you think God will like you? No. God is against you. You are not just a child of the devil, but God is. He said, the Lord is against you. The Lord is against you. You are trying to sow discord. Some of you even sow discord among parents. Parents. You knock their heads together. Some of you can knock your father and your mother heads together. You tell your father something different and tell your mother something different. Before you see, your father and your mother, they are quarreling. And you are there watching television, you are laughing. God is against you. Yeah. You tell your mother, hey, ma, ene, upie yenu misi, mami bi bafiano. Ma, we dear, she, me dear, nye se me, yeah, you. Ba o bibia sese me kan chiro mami bi ba fi hanu ma Uma mi phone aka mitwa no picture de kire wo. Ma oba ye no, wan chia wo. E ho an okoda chen e wo dem ho no. Minim de omo ye oba ma me no wa che odite se ye fa ni se 3 hours. Ba na minim de omo na minim pa oba ye, oba ye. Oba opa obetuma bisa atimagi. Atimagi oba ye. Do you see them when you tell your mother this thing, then you tell your papa, hey, da okoye no. Da we dey yen fa grow to che. Ukoye no. Ukoye no. Papa bi ba fia no. Ono o di car bi ba ye, n se kia picanto na red. O no see, no oba no bisa say, u fia na na ese da bi. Ena o kan sa nana. Ai okodemo. Na that okoye na satam ma we dware. Ti okodema na papa no suba entena omukode ye de na ye hwe tv e wa bonten ete eduro bia na ma se ye mpie na na ye ni ma de continuous ye mpie ye pie ete wo hwa na ma menus ayi papa no san ba ete oba na o ma ye 5 Ghana kra enu ni ye. Hey, are you not sowing discord between your father and your mother? This thing I've said, don't you understand what it means? You can flip. There was one girl I told you about. She went to tell the mother that the father wants to rape her. Hey. Yeah. A child in class 6. So be careful. Be careful about the things you say. It's true the woman came to the house. But did the woman enter the room? You came to garnish the story just to get favor in your mother's sight. The Lord is against you. You are a child of the devil. You are bringing dispute between your father and your mother. Bible said that what God has put together, hey, they should all go inside, they should all come back. We don't ask questions like that. We don't ask them, where are they going? They have a place they are going. You just bring them back. If they don't have a place they are going, would they say they are going somewhere? Now where are you going? How do you think they will answer you? Are they? Here you have gone home.
We are here.
Yeah. You sow discord among friends. Hey, you chop this one kokonsa to this one. Then you chop this one kokonsa to this one. When they see themselves, okay, this one feel oh na you see. What ko yami mame no? Shey mi mami yami mame. Hey mi yapa. Upa ko yami papa. Mami mame. Mi mame. Ude obe hundi yami debayo. Sowing discord among brothers and sisters. Bible said the Lord, anytime you do that, know that the Lord is against you. God is against you. You see, if you know this thing, your life will be better. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm using this guy called Bar Jesus. Hey, this guy called Bar Jesus, who doesn't want Segus Paulus to hear the word of God. Teaching you. Some of you are like Bar Jesus. You are preventing a Segus Paulus from listening to the word of God. And Bible said that the Lord, you see, it's not your class teacher. You, even if you're in the house and your father is against you, you see how the atmosphere is in the house. Yeah. Your mother says she's not talking to you. It is very sure that and then undidi. When your mother says she's not talking to you, if you're asking that, man, I'm a granny one. How many of your mother has done that before? Say, "Na mami muchi muchi yalu ma mami bi." That's it. Be. Betiba. It's not your mother. If your mother is against you, it's likely that the next morning you cannot go to school. Maybe we. And then we are timid. Hey, do you work for me and you want me to pay you? Do you see? So when it happens like that, even when your mother and your father, you know how it is, but this one, God is against you. You can die. If God is against you, you can die. Brother, lift up your head, okay? Lift up. Hey, lift up. Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, lift up your head. All head class 10. Yeah. The last one, I'm about to close. The last thing to show that this person, is a child of the devil is that he turns people away from the truth. Write it down. They turn people away. I'm about to close. From the truth. They turn people away. Anybody who turns somebody away from the truth is a child of the devil. Yeah. When we're young, people used to do it. Let's say somebody has come and said that, you meet the person by the roadside. And the person, but you see a friend, baby, Mambo. Oh, Mambo. Why, Mambo. Oh, Mambo, dear. Mambo, the upper one. Ma, oh, dear, Faka. What? Faka, ubeti, kabese, akra kanish, tanamu. Tanamoti. Ube ko sa ukudu akra na bisam ubusam se mambu ka wohe ebe chere sotu mambu ya mbe chere me se udru a be obem se hoye mambu ade wa yira akra mambu dia den ni akra yeah you are turning somebody away from the truth yeah you are writing exams somebody has asked you Charlie. Number three is kill. I'm not saying teach in exam so, but it's the energy you use to teach the person the wrong answer. Why don't you keep quiet? Number three is kill. I didn't say ABC. I didn't say Q. Now why? You are telling me something. Somebody away from the truth. Yeah. Some of you use tricks. You have something that is sport. You deceive your little brother. Hey! Kojo! Where? A nice keke. Jimmy didn't know for them, mommy. Who didn't let me to me manage? Na Jimmy didn't know. Yeah. But you know that your own is sport. If you go to circle, you can easily buy key soap in phone case. As iPhone 6, we put it in a box for you. One day, how many of you know Papa Sly in the Adult Church? When he was going to do his wedding, I was his best man. So we went to buy the suit. The wedding was Saturday. We bought the suit Friday evening at Accra. When we got to La Paz, he said, well, I should buy a shoe so that tomorrow we wear. I saw the shoe. Nice shoe. I bargain. The guy put the shoe in a rubber for me. I've paid. Stop laughing. It's a serious thing. Then I came. Saturday morning, I bathed. I was dressing. I was whistling. Oh! Singing gospel and things. So I brought the shoe out. I saw that the shoe, the two of them, they were all left. And the wedding is in the next 2 hours. Yeah. You Charlie. You are turning somebody away from the truth. Two left shoes. Left. One was size 43. Another one was size 40. They are not even of the same leg in book. Same size. Yeah. My man said, me your best man. Me call chat wedding. Yeah. Some of you are here. You turn people away from the truth. Listen, the opposite is true. If you turn people towards God, then you'll be a child of God. Yeah. Anybody who turns somebody to Christ, we refer to such people as children of the Lord. May you become a child of the Lord. There is no use telling lies. They use tricks. I would say the Lord is against them. The Lord was against by Jesus. Elimas by Jesus. When the vice president, the vice governor, the deputy governor wants to listen to the word of God. Some of you are coming to church. Your little sister want to follow. Hey, transe, transe. You are turning the small girl away from the truth. Yeah. Yeah. Before I close, do you think that the people, how many of you have heard of somebody who is 16 years and has given birth before? Or you have even seen one before? 16. 16, you can born, though. Or you can born. You can born. Yeah, I used to have a certain church member. She was 14 and she gave birth. And then they called me to come and do Kojimo. And so all my stories are true. They are not jokes. I think now she had 3 or 2 children also. Yeah. She's a mother. She used to stay around the church area. She's there with 2. Yeah. 14 years she has born. People, their parents advised them that be careful, but still they were not careful. May you become a child of the Lord. Yeah. So that when Segus Paulus wants to listen to the word of God, you will be the one, you will be Barnabas, or you'll be Saul that to preach the word. As the pastors have come, some of us, you come to church and we are preaching. Then you are fooling at the back. You are fooling. You are joking. You are talking. You are doing useless things. And the person's mind is shifted. Bible says when you do that, you become a child of the devil. Viewers, this is all time will last. Until next week, when I come, you will be with this same program. This has been your regular host, Pastor E.K. Collins. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask God, close your eyes and pray for yourself. Ask God to help you not to be a child of the devil. Pray. 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 Don't let anybody distract you. Pray. 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 Pray to God that you not be this bad Jesus guy. That you be a son of God. You be a daughter of God. Sing, lift up your hands and sing it. Mary Santi, Mary Santini, Kalebo Sandala Brandelebe, Leba Sakabundelebri, Holy Spirit, Kale Suriandala Bakabandaya, Mekabo Siriandelebe. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I pray for your children, Lord. I ask for your spirit upon them. Yes. Kelebo sandalaba. Kelebo sikandelebe. Mando robo sandalaba. Kabandalabo siriandelebe. Kabandalebo siriandaya. Malebo siriandelebe. Yes, grace and mercy, Lord. Show them mercy, Lord. Show them mercy, Lord. Mekabandalaba. Rabandalaba Siriandaya. Kabandurubo Siriandelebe. Keep them, Lord. Keep them. Keep them. Keep them. Keep them, Lord. Keep them, O God. May they not be used by the enemy. May they not become children of the devil. Le kabasataya. Masike benelebe. Kabando robo shiriande. Yes. Kerebo shana. Raman sekebe. Yes. Yaka baba baba. Rabandala bazabane. Kemelebe lebe nelebe. Lamando robo shiriana. Kamazamane. Kemando sandalaba. I commit them into your hands, O God. Safety, Lord. Safety. Give them safety, Lord. Give them safety, O God. as they move in the week. Let there be safety. Let there be safety. May they not be hurt. May they not be sick. May they not die prematurely. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Keboraba. Kabababa Santa. Kabalabu Siriane. Make a believe Shabbat.
Ugama wo fata. Aye se wo misi ugama wo fata. Ugama wo fata. Ugama wo fata wo.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit, Lord. We pray, oh God, and commit these young ones into your care, Lord. Lord, keep them. May nothing drift their mind from you. Lord, I ask for your presence. May they carry your presence wherever they go. Father, may they become like Saul and Barnabas that spread your word, Lord. And the bad Jesus that will resist them, Lord, may they prevail. Father, I pray for them that you keep them safe. May they not be instruments of disaster. May they not be weapons of disaster. But Lord, may they become children of the Lord that will turn many to righteousness. I ask the Lord, may the weak be safe for them. May they not run into trouble. May God never knock them down, oh God. May they never be sick in Jesus' name. We shall not hear of any premature death among us, oh God. Keep them under your tabernacle. Keep them, oh God, in your pavilion. I ask the Lord, any evil mind planning something evil concerning them, oh God, that thing will never occur in Jesus' name. They are safe. May you be safe. May you carry the presence of the Lord. Any hole that has been dug to cause an accident, we fill those holes with the blood of Jesus. And I declare that you are safe in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for their lives, for keeping them in Jesus' name. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You are not born again. What I'm saying, you don't even understand. But you know that when you die today, you cannot make it to heaven. Say, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I only have the name as a Christian, but I am not a Christian, I can see. I am not living the life I should live as a Christian. But I want to give my life to God this afternoon, today. So that when I die, I can appear in heaven. You are here like that. All eyes closed. Don't look at anybody. You are here like that. Lift up your right hand. Say, Pastor, pray with me. Don't feel shy. Don't feel shy at all. Say, Pastor, pray with me. Say, Pastor, Pastor, pray with me. Pray with me. Keep your hands up. Can use me. I give myself away. As you are singing this song, ponder over it. You know your heart. This is not the time to feel shy. It is not the time to feel shy at all. Can you use me? If you have lifted up your hands, say this prayer. Say this prayer a minute. By the time we are done with this prayer, you'll be saved. Your name will be written in the book of life. Don't let anybody deceive you that you have come to children's service. This is not children's service. This is church. This place is church. Lift up your hands. If you want to give your life to Christ, lift it up. And say this prayer after me. A minute. Say, Lord Jesus, please, I come to you as a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks better things. In Jesus' name. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. In the book of life. So that when I die, I can make it to heaven. And now, Satan, listen to me. I am for Christ. I will serve him. I will worship him. I will not follow you again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship.
Oh,
put your hands together for the Lord. Every praise to our God. Oh, don't forget, I can't see you at the back. I can't see you at the back.
Every praise to our God.
Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise. Oh, every praise to our God. God, my healer.
God, my savior. God, my healer.
God, my leader.
Yes, he is.
Come on.
Yes, he is.
Healing.
God, my savior.
God, my healer.
God, my healer.
God, my deliverer.
God, my deliverer.
Oh, yes, he is. Every word of worship, one God. Every praise, thank you, God. You are God. Sit down. Hallelujah. You are saved, and you are safe. Yeah, yeah. You are safe. Look, the best place to be is in church. Church is important. I'm telling anybody who tells you church is a story now. Ye false prophets are bad. Yes. Don't we have teachers who rape children? Do we say what?
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.